This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to Let's Talk Horses. I'm your host, Jason Vance. Joining me today is University of Vermont Extension Equine Specialist Betsy Green, and we're going to be talking a little bit today about dealing with mud in high traffic areas. And other than being just a mess, what are some of the other problems that mud can cause?
Well, you talk about land stewardship, you talk about runoff, and everybody is talking about non-point source solution or pollution, which in this case means water runs through the mud and high traffic and manure and down into lakes and streams. So that's one of the big issues that horse owners, both professional or hobby folks, are having to deal with as far as issues besides just the problems with muddy horses.
Now, what are some of the strategies you can use to try and get rid of that mud in those high traffic areas?
Well, if you can plan ahead of time, start at the beginning, then you can actually have your high traffic areas on a higher point of your land instead of putting at the bottom of a hill. So plan where your gates go, plan where your feed and your water troughs will go, because those tend to be the highest potential for mud and mess and ice and wherever, as far as wherever you are in the country. So plan ahead first. If you can't, then we have some other things to talk about.
So if you have not looked ahead and you've got the situation where the mud is already there, what are some ways to get rid of that mud or to alleviate the problems that you have with that mud being there?
Well, we have a great situation at University of Vermont that actually helps define that, because our gates are at a bottom of a hill. And so we have, where the horses hang out next to the barn, the highest traffic area, and the water runs down through. So we actually created some high traffic area solutions by putting down different layers. We took out topsoil. We put in filter fabric or geotextile fabric, because it separates the fill that you're going to put in so that it doesn't disappear like a truckload of sand. Pretty expensive. You put it in the gate and it just seems to disappear, and then the mud's back. But if you put the high traffic filter fabric, you put larger stone, like 1.5 to 2 inch stone, another sandwich of filter fabric, and then some hard pack, whether it's stone dust or dirty pea stone or whatever, it'll allow the water to run through that layer that has the air between those larger rocks instead of across the manure. And so you're having a hard pack area, but you're also not having the mud, you're not going to have the ice, and you're decreasing the potential for the pollution and the runoff.
Now, are there some things that you can do in an attempt to get rid of the mud or to stop the problem that can actually end up making it worse?
Well, I guess one of the things you can really do to make it worse is if you have rainy seasons, if you have a snow melt or something like that, and you have a mess even with your high traffic area that you created, and you keep your horses out and overpopulating, you're going to have mud issues and the same thing. So for one thing, you can keep those horses off the land when it's really bad, and that's going to help both your pasture and your high traffic areas.
So what advice do you have for horse owners on how to deal with mud in those high traffic areas?
Well, as I had mentioned, if you plan ahead and try and put your gates in a strategic place so that they're not going to be at the bottom of where everything will run down when it rains or melts. Even if you have that situation, you can do some building up and proactive creation of high traffic areas ahead of time. And then you can also manage the number of horses you have in the pasture and when they're out. If it's extremely wet, then you don't want to turn your horses out, because they'll just grind everything up beyond your high traffic area, and then you still potentially could have mud issues.
Well, Betsy, thank you so much for joining us today to talk about mud.
Glad to be here.
That's Betsy Green, an equine specialist at the University of Vermont. She's been our guest on Let's Talk Horses. Thank you so much for listening, and please tune in next week for another edition of Let's Talk Horses.